What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm so excited to be introducing Saskia.
Hello.
My sweet friend all the way from Germany. How fun is that? And we're talking today about having fun being wrong. So we'll dive into a little bit more of what that is here in a minute. I wanted to just introduce Saskia by reading her bio and telling you a little bit about who she is for me. So 5 years ago, Saskia had been desperate, stuck in a badly paid job, and after struggling with unemployment for years, hating her body and self, and not seeing any perspective to have a life worth living. She wanted to die. Then a book written by Dr. Dane Heer sneaked into her life, and after reading it in one day and crying for 3 hours from relief, she started implementing the tools of Access Consciousness. She quit her job, became an entrepreneur, had too much fun, and even started loving her body. Today, she knows her body is an asset to create, not something to stumble over in life. All her life, she was and still is made wrong for her body size. So Saskia, to me, is just this beautiful bundle of joy. She's so kind and present and... It's going to make me cry.
Don't cry.
I'm just so grateful to have you here. And so touched.
Oh, God. Let's cry.
Let's laugh. Let's do it all.
It's so wrong. I mean, we are so wrong being in a radio show and crying, right?
Right.
We shouldn't do that. Stop it. I was just kidding. Yeah.
Well, isn't that funny, too? Because it's kind of what we're talking about. It's like this, like, we have this apology for being. Yeah. Whether we're crying or laughing or we're not perfect or, you know, like whatever it is. And our greatest gifts are actually who we are exactly the way that we are.
Yeah, totally.
So, thank you so much for being here. And can you say more about the book? Like, what was the book that... you read by Dr. Dane Heer, and how did it change your life?
It's. I mean, you can hear by my accent that I'm German. So, wrong grammar in the house for 1 hour. we will make everything wrong now from now on. And my life 5 years ago. I mean, what people cannot see in the radio show is I'm about 300 pounds or something, or more. I don't know. I don't look for this, how much it really is, but it will be about that. And I was made wrong by my family, by society, by magazines, by fitness coaches and therapists and everybody. And it was such a disease or wrongness or whatever. And it's really interesting. When this changes, and I will say something about the book, but the start was to read the book. But if you're in a world where you think you cannot have what you want just because of your body size, I was thinking I could not have fun with men, I could not have a career, I could not have a happy life just because of this and other things. But it was like being not capable to create the life that I wanted. I always thought I have to be slim first. And now I know I don't need to be slim. Slim people are not happier. I can be as I am, and maybe I can change it someday, or I will change it someday, maybe not. But it's not that I have to be slim to have what I want in life. And this is the huge difference that happened to me. And it all started with a book written by Dr. Dane here, and I'm so grateful for this book. I got it, and I was supposed to write a review about it, and I read it in the German version, which is also amazing. And there was something in there. It was like I was reading, and it was a really crazy book for my very structured German mind. It was a crazy book because there was not a real order in it, and it was not structured enough. And I had been an editor, and I was like, who was this editor? it's lacking structure and form and everything. But there was something, there was the essence in there. I was shouting out like, oh my God, I have always known this. Oh my God, I've always known this. Oh my God, there's nothing wrong with me. I knew it. Oh my God, what's this? Why is everything light now? What's happening? And this was when I really cried. I was like, oh my God, maybe there's another life possible. Maybe there's some lightness possible in my life. And maybe I'm the only wrongness is that I thought I could not have the life I wanted to have. There's nothing wrong with me, but with my assumptions that I just couldn't create what I wanted because something was wrong with me, the body size and all the other shit that we are told that is wrong about us. And this was like a really like a turning point. I hope this is the correct English word for like it's turning 180 degrees. Yep. And a year after implementing and playing with the tools, I stopped hating my body. And this was such a change. I can't tell. It's like stopping hating your body opens up so many doors. It's like not having constant hate and judgment in your world. It's like everything's beginning to be light and easy and you see that you have shut out possibilities. They have always been there. And this is so amazing. It's so magic. So, yeah, thank you for this question. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and isn't it, I mean, whether it's a body size or how we look or what we think about ourselves, it's all the judgments that stop possibility for us.
Yeah. And it's obvious if you're a fat person, it's so obvious what's wrong with you. But I think many people, also women that are slim, have this. It's like, why are they judging themselves? What's going on here? It's like it's a culture of self-judgment. And if you're a woman, you have to judge your body. You have to excuse yourself if you're good looking. Something is so weird and twisted around bodies. And it's really strange. Yeah, and if you stop judging your body, it's like, oh, there's no problem. Oh, that's cool. Let's go. Yeah. Let's turn the light on when we are having sex. You know, like this. Woo. Is this allowed in American radio? I don't know. Oh, God, the bad word. That was wrong. Venus. I said the wrong word.
We're having fun being wrong, so it's okay.
Oh, God. I will never be able to travel there now. I'm on the list of wrong people. Like, ooh, this woman cannot travel into the US because she said sex on a radio. You know.
Yeah, I adore you. But it's true. I mean, like, how much are we taught that we have to filter what we say?
Yeah.
And how we look and what we're supposed to do and not do. I mean, it's like there's so many judgments in the world that stop so much. What would you say is a trick that you use to stop judging you?
One trick is to stop it. the interesting thing is when I know the moment when I stopped touching my body was like, it was like 1 year into using the tools, and I went into a class and something, and afterwards I was jumping through my flat naked, which I sometimes do, like jumping around naked, like woohoo, and then I was seeing myself in the mirror, and it was for the first time I was not having all those filters. It was like I was just seeing my body as it is, like all the fat and all the belly and all the irregularities and the scars and the cellulite, you know, the thing like you're walking on the moon, and all of this. And I was seeing it, and I was not judging. It was like filter free view on my body, and I was just saying like, hi, ah, there you are, hello. And there was such a perfection in the not perfection. It was like, hey, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not perfect. It's not matching any standards. It's not it's not like it's supposed to be. But I couldn't find any wrongness when there was no filter of the culture or of how it's supposed to be or judgment or anything. And it was like a boom in my world. Like, oh my God, if I don't judge my body, there's just nothing. There's just a body, and it felt so cuddly. Like, oh my God, that's such a cuddly big body, all the fat and all the stuff, and the boobs, and the one is bigger than the other, and everything is so lovable. It was just like, oh my God, there's just, it's not perfect, and it's so perfect. and this was like the day I could not judge my body anymore. And if it's coming, if I have a sense of judgment of my body, it's usually not my own judgment of the body. So I usually ask where it's coming from. So if I'm like close to people who judge their body very much, it feels like for me, like, oh, I'm judging my body, but it's not me. Or somebody's judging my body. And I'm just asking like, oh, where is it coming from? And usually I get the looks, or somebody's looking at me, or and sometimes I even ask people, because I was not sure, like, hey, I'm too fat, right? And they are like, yes, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, ah, okay, it was really not my judgment. For me, this was very important to really get, oh, it's not my judgment. And it's just a judgment. And I mean, I live in Germany. I don't know how much Americans judge, because I've never been there. But Germans can be very harsh. And it's like so cool to get, it's not your own judgment, and it's just saying something about the person. It's saying, hey, this person is judging bodies a lot and their own body a lot. It has nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. And this was the thing that is so freeing, if you get that, it's it's not about you. It's just about people judging. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit. So for yeah. those of you who don't know, 98% of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions are not even yours. So if you're picking up judgments or points of view, or, you know, you're getting a pain in your body, what Saskia is talking about is she's asking, is that mine? Is that judgment mine? Is that pain in my body mine? Is that?
Yeah.
Because when you ask that and you get the awareness that it's not yours, you can just return to sender. You don't have to own it. But we're so programmed to believe that everything is ours. So
yeah.
We just immediately think, well, I'm really judgmental of myself and everybody else. And you know, you're just super aware of everybody else and everybody else's points of view. So what Saskia is talking about is like just asking, is this mine? And if it's not, then return to sender. And you don't have to try to process it or change it, or you can't change it for somebody else anyway. But just being able to really have the freedom to go, wow, that's not mine.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank
it's
you
not
for
yours.
That, Saskia.
Yeah. Thank you for explaining. It's a brilliant explanation. It's so, it's like, and once you look through it, usually it's very easy afterwards to like, oh, this is new in my world. I went downstairs to my neighbor, and now it's there. Okay. Oh, maybe it's not mine. Like this, and it's so amazing. And if you get that, it's just a judgment. It has nothing to say about you. It doesn't have power. It's just something that somebody thinks. It's a thought. It's a very harsh thought, maybe, or something. So what the fuck? Oh God, I said a bad word again in an American radio show. Now I cannot even buy a ticket to go to. Now I cannot even buy a ticket into the US, you know, like they're like, wah, wah, wah. This woman cannot travel to the US.
She says inappropriate things on the radio show.
Oh God, yeah. It's the only thing I know about the US is that you are not supposed to say things like that. So yeah, so I'm wrong, you know, but I'm also wrong here in Germany. I live in Grumpy Town. That's how I call my city where I live. because people are very grumpy, and it's so much fun. I have so much fun with them. and they are quite judgmental, because they should be, and it's okay. What if we could play with that? What if we could have fun with that? Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're about to take a break, and if any of you have questions for myself or for Saskia, please feel free to call in at 202-570-7057, and we'll see you on the other side of the break. Thank you.
Thank you.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Saskia from Germany.
And hello.
Right before, right before the break, you said something really cool, and I was like, oh wait, I really want to ask you about that. And then I was like, but I probably should wait until after the break. So, you said that you live in Grumpy Town, and that you just have fun. Why not have fun with it? And I'm like, what do you mean by that? Like, well, first of all, what do you mean by Grumpy Town? And then how do you have fun with it? Would you say more?
Yeah. Yeah, I moved into a German city where people are especially grumpy. So not all German cities are like that. So don't get me wrong. But that's an area where I was in the first 2 months, I was like, What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Why are people not smiling back? What's happening here? And then I called it Grumpy Town. If people ask me where I live, because nobody knows the city anyways, and it matches the energy of the city that people are grumpy. And I just started having so much fun with the grumpiness. And in the moment, I did not take it personal anymore. I just got that people were raised like this. They are supposed to be like this. They don't know that they could have another perspective or that they could be happy or whatever. And I started just like jumping around happily some years ago. And they are like talking about me. I get that they are talking about me like this is the happy one, or this is the one who was dancing on the street. And I wasn't dancing, but in their perception, it's like, or they are like, yeah, but she can do this. She's an artist or something. I don't know if I'm an artist, but it's so funny that in their heads, it's starting to, they are like, who is she? Why is she happy? What's going on? She's not supposed to be happy. She's like 300 pounds and she should not be happy. and it's messing with their perception. That's messing with their brains sometimes. Like, what's happening here? And I started to like it, and also to really see that the judgment is not as valuable as just being yourself and bringing a new perspective in, and not by talking or not by like, oh, see, I'm somebody like the Holy Grail, and I bring you the the happiness. I'm not a saint or something. Really not. I'm too naughty for being that. but it's very funny. But it's like, if you're jumping around happily, this can bring change to a German city, right? So. Because it's so different. It's like, what's going on? And there was a lady in a cafe, and she was like, I have been in therapy for years, and can you say something to me about relationships? And I was just asking her a question or something, and she was like, oh, I didn't get that I was okay. Like, I was like, yeah, you're okay. It's nothing wrong with you. And this was, nobody had ever told her that she's not wrong. And this is just like, oh my God, did anybody ever tell you that nothing's wrong with you? Nobody does this. So they cannot, there's never been an invitation for them to see that they could be happy, or that there's nothing wrong with them or with money or with the world or whatever. So if they ask me, I just tell them. I'm like, what if nothing's wrong with you? What if you're totally okay, even with your mess in your relationship? And she was like, oh, I've never seen that I'm okay. And this is like, oh my God, this is so missing in this world that, I mean, we are wrong. If you're fat, if you're having a bad relationship, if you have no relationship, you're wrong. It doesn't matter. If you're thin, then you are too skinny. If you're big, you're too big. If you're not big, you're also wrong. It's like, we are wrong, 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 wrong. So we can also have fun with it. There's no way out, so we can have fun with it. It's just like the perfect trap of wrongness. And so you can jump around and say, hey, I'm happy in this crazy world, and no matter how wrong I am, you know, like this. So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah, no, it was great. And you said something really key about like that nobody is wrong.
No.
Like, no matter what, you guys, no, you're not wrong. And so it brings me to, like, you know, we named this show Having Fun Being Wrong.
Yes, yes.
Because there's wrongness everywhere, and it's like, okay, so there's wrongness everywhere, and you can either let it stick you, and you can go, you know, into the self-judgment and self-deprecation and self-flagellation and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, this sounds.
Or you can just. And so, Saskia, just for some of our listeners that may not know how, like, what are some things that you do to have fun being wrong?
So for example, if there's somebody like telling you that you are wrong or something, and it sticks you, and you're going home, and it still seems like you're wrong, you could really say to yourself something like, "Ooh, I'm so wrong," and really go into this, like, not into like, oh my God, I'm so wrong, and oh God, it's true, or is it not true, or defending yourself, but like really enjoying this, like, ooh, I'm so wrong, you know, like ooh, or if somebody tells me like, you're so fat, I'm like, yeah, I'm so fat, and it's like literally like enjoying this wrongness and really going into it, like, yeah. So you're not defending, but you're also not thinking that it's true what this judgment is. It's just like a thought, and you can play with it, and you can say, oh yeah, I'm such a bad. Like, if you don't like it, don't choose it, you know? But you can cook if you want to. I will eat it. and you can just get that it's not you're wrong, it's just special effects, you know. it's like you, it's just how you are, and if somebody says it's wrong, it's just their judgment or it's your judgment, but you're okay with being a bad housewife or something, you know. Did that help? I don't know. Like, indulging into it, like, ooh, I'm so bad. This is where the fun starts. Like, oh, I am a bad housewife. I'm sorry, darling. Aw. But I'm good in bed, so maybe we go to the next room, you know? Oh my God. I can never travel into the US. I'm so wrong. I'm sorry.
So
I even published a book about sex. I wrote a book about a very naughty book about sex, and it is in the it will be translated into English, and after that I will be haunted. By
Oh, wonderful. What's the name? Can we put it out there now?
Yeah, the title is Big Big Love, and it's like, it's also about love, but it's still in the making. The English translation is in the making. So I think in May or something it will be published, or June, May or June, it will be published on Amazon.com or something. And it's about a woman. She thinks that she's wrong. Of course she thinks she's wrong. And she's a single woman, and she has not the perfect body, and she's going out there and dating. And I mean, if you go dating, usually you think you're wrong, because people are not choosing you or anything. So I wrote a very funny novel, which is also slightly pornographic. and through the book, she's getting that maybe with her body nothing's wrong. And this is the wonderful part of the book. The rest is very funny and naughty, but the wonderful part of the book is like that she gets like, wow, maybe there's nothing wrong with me, and I'm adorable, and men like me, and everything's good. And this is a bit like my story. Like, oh my God, nothing's wrong with me. Men like me, and there are men that really like me and really are into me. And And there are so many men that are into bigger bodies, and there are many more men that like slim bodies, and everything is good. It's just somebody that wants you. Yeah, and they are out there. There are men out there. Women! There are men out there that like wrong bodies. Go catch them. Go get them. Grab them and put them into your bed, you know? Have fun. Yeah, that is the message of my book and of me, the author, the naughty author. Yeah, it's so much fun. It's so wrong. I had a guy, I was in love with him, and he wouldn't want to date me anymore because of this book, because it was very wrong for him. And at the time, I was really sad about it. But I chose the book over him to publish it, and I never regretted that, you know. It's just a man. You could find men anywhere, but how often do you write a book? I mean, hello? Yeah. 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 Did I answer any question that you asked me?
Yes, you're doing wonderful. We're so happy to have you just share.
I was not wrong. Read...
No, you're not wrong. But we can, we'll make you wrong. You can just have fun being wrong.
Damn it.
So the book I believe that you read was called Being You, Changing the World, correct?
Yes. Yes.
The book, yes.
The book that made me happy, yes. Not my book, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and the being you, changing the world, really is that invitation to be you, all of you, everything that you are and everything that you're not. You know, it's an incredible book. It's changed my life, so many lives of so many people in my And I love this because Saskia right now is telling us that we have permission to be us, and that she's being her, and she wrote this novel, and this novel is about her being her, you know, and that she chose it. And this is the great thing in that Being You, Changing the World book, they talk about relationships, or Dane talks about relationships.
Yeah.
And how we all cut ourselves off to be in relationship. We're like, off our arms and legs to go on the ride of somebody else's life. Well, isn't it awesome, Saskia? And I'm inspired by you because you chose to not cut yourself off and do the novel anyway. And be like, well, if you can't be okay with this novel, then you're not the person for me.
Yeah, and that was that, more like, wrong with me. My body was also wrong and everything was wrong. And I was like, yeah, I'm wrong. I will publish it, and I will just be myself and cry some weeks or months over you. But yeah, so yeah, sorry, I interrupted you. I'm wrong. What a bad interview guest I am. See? So if you're ever an interview guest, don't interrupt. Don't do that. It's wrong.
Don't curse. Don't interrupt. Don't be you. You may as well just, you know, sit there.
Don't laugh. Sit there.
Don't have any fun. Whatever you do, guys, don't have any fun.
Don't drink. Don't be naked. Don't.
Have fun. Having fun is being wrong. So that's the another side of it, too, is like we are made so wrong for having fun, for laughing.
Yes.
Like, yes. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a restaurant with friends and laughing and like and having people around us be like, you guys are too loud. And I'm like... We're having fun. Like where did the world get twisted to believe that we were supposed to be pain and suffering and sad all the time, and that it's wrong to be happy? That
it's so wrong
to be having fun. Like, well, hang on a second. Truthfully, I'll speak for me. If I'm not having fun, I don't want to be here. It's just we've gotten so sideways on this in this world. So what would be something that you could tell people how to have more fun in their lives, how to enjoy their lives more?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if there's an interruption right now or in a minute. that's so wrong. This is so. I mean, what's that?
I love how you called it an interruption. Okay, it's not an interruption.
What is that?
But I will take her lead and say we probably are going to go for a break room real quick, and then we'll come back and ask that lovely
that
little question
wrong.
Of Saskia one more time. So if you have questions for Saskia, please call us in 202-570-7057. We'll see you on the side of the break. Thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Super excited. So we actually have a guest calling in to ask a question. So I'm going to go ahead and take Joseph, and then, well, Saskia and I will take off from there. So Joseph, how are you doing today?
Joseph!
Hi. Hey, Saskia, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Joseph? Whoa, I'm happy. Oh. I'm with Venus on the show. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my gosh. And I have to tell you, I have laughed so hard this entire hour. And I absolutely love the energy and the joy that you have brought into my day. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
For being a contribution.
Oh, thank you.
I actually had a question on that. So I love, you know, your laughter. It's so boisterous. You're so full of life that I know that there have been times that I have been that I've been that guy that, like, you hear something funny and you laugh so ridiculously loud, everyone turns around and just, like, gives you that look. And you're like, okay. And then I just kind of blow it off and keep going. I guess I got a couple questions. One is that, have you always been this way?
No.
Okay. So.
No. I was really depressed. Okay. I had been really depressed. Okay. And I had some sense of humor, definitely. I could be crazy also before, but there was always some really depressed thing underneath that was really stopping me. And I was, for years and years and years, I was trying to do therapy and all of this stuff to get over that and to get happy and all of this. And it really changed 5 years ago. And it's if I get upset or sad or something now, it's not for that long, and I know how to really get back to happy. And there we are with Venus question before the break. That's not an interruption, a break. So if you're not happy, so you could ask yourself, like, yeah, this is my German structured mind, like, oh, we missed a question, like, woo, woo. it's really like, if you're not happy, so is this really yourself? So if you're not happy, is this really yourself? Or is this, like, did you buy into anything? Are you in some other world, or do you think you have to be depressed because you have this weird dictator guy that's ruling your country or whatever, you know? Like, now I cannot travel there anyway. but, you know, so you could ask yourself, so is this really, if you're not happy, is this really your reality? Or is your reality really where you're happy? And usually it's like there are layers over layers over layers that of unhappiness that are actually not you. And the more you really find back to yourself, like, oh, maybe there's no reason. Usually we have lots of reasons to be unhappy. And if these reasons are revealing themselves as just like, oh, they are not true. Okay, you have this dictator, but that's not a reason to be unhappy, right? I mean, why? Why would you? You could be unhappy, but you can also be happy. So there's, you can just choose. And this is like, is happiness something that you truly are? This is my question. So it's just popping out of me all the time. I don't know how this happens. Like, boo, boo, like champagne, like, boo, you know? And maybe it's the same with you, but you didn't know. Everybody told you, well, it was wrong.
Well, and you just answered my question beautifully, because that was going to be my question, was how? And I know that may not be the best question, but it's like, yeah, you know, the...
It's a wrong question. Don't
it's
ask.
A wrong question.
Ooh,
I answered the question.
Yes! Yay! You
I
did it!
The worst question answer ever, ever.
Ever, ever, ever. So, what's this word flagellation? It sounds so dirty to me. It's like, what? It's like, do this. It sounds like something you do in bed or with a dominatrix or something. Like. Yeah. I don't know what it means, oh, but wow. It's like, ooh, it sounds like whipping or something. Do that because you're wrong.
That is
you
what
know.
It is. Self-flagellation is when you are beating yourself up.
Yeah. Yes, that's what cool. I'm damn it. I'm not wrong with English. That's bad.
You're not wrong.
So I think,
you keep trying to mess it up, but you're not.
Damn it. Yeah, you could really start a game like, how wrong can you be, right? So how wrong can I be today? And then you can walk into the city or go to work and like, how wrong can I be today? Ooh. Yeah, you know, what stop? Hello?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was awesome. awesome. Thank you, ladies. You have both made my day.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Joseph.
I made a man happy. Is that good?
I think you make lots of men happy, Saskia. Oh, did I say that out loud?
you can. So yeah, yeah. Too many.
Because I'm already in the country. They can't kick me out.
But you're just the interviewer, you know? You're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that this woman was so wrong. Yeah.
Well, it reminds me of, like, you know, a lot of people have said, like, you know, if you have this fear of failure, go out and try to fail. If you have a fear of people telling you no, then go get a bunch of no's. You know, it's like, if you have this weirdness around being wrong, go out and be as wrong as you can be so you get over it. Because it's just, a point of view. It's not even, I mean, it's like all the things that you've like even apologized and said, I'm so wrong. I'm like, I wouldn't even said those things were wrong. So, you know, it's all these weird points of view that we've picked up somewhere along the line that probably aren't even ours, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. And even kids are wrong. I mean, we are wrong. We jump out of the womb and we are wrong, right? We have the wrong thingy this and the wrong thingy that. And in school, I don't know about American schools, but in German schools, for example, if you're writing something, everybody tells you how many mistakes you get. You're not told how many words you have written correctly. So this is starting at school. Like they measure how wrong you are doing things. They're not measuring how right you're doing things. So it's really like it's really deep how this is in people. It's like it's in education. It's everywhere. And if you try to play with it and say, oh, I was so wrong, I got the wrong grammar or the wrong spelling, and you start to have fun with it, you can really have more joy, I think. I hope so. it's just because, I mean, it's, yeah. And then it's just a game. It's just like, whoo, hello. You know?
Yeah. Which is so true. It's just a game, right? We're just playing a game, and it's become so serious. And,
yeah,
you know, it's serious. It's almost like, you know, some people are still stuck in like the age of the depression, you know, it's like, what?
Yeah.
You know, there's so much life out there. There's so much to be enjoying. And, you know, so cool. Well, you know, in your bio, you said this really cool thing. You said that your body is an asset to create.
Ooh, yeah.
Something to stumble over. Would you say more about that? I would love to hear about what do you mean an asset to create.
Ooh, yeah. Usually, so before this happened, this thing that when I was telling you that I was jumping around naked and having no filters, I was like the body is in the way of me having the anything. Like I cannot have good sex. I cannot have a relationship. I cannot have a career because of this body. It's really like stumbling over this, and I have to become slim. And I also tried like having a normal life, becoming slim and stuff, and I was getting even more depressed, which is really because I mean I'm a creative person in a way and very crazy and stuff, and if I tried to be normal and slim, it didn't really work, like pushing me into this box. And after a while I found out that my body actually is an invitation, and it was not just that I stopped judging it. I did a class on something else somewhere, and there was a woman coming to this class, and she was like a little bit chubby, or how is it called if you're a little bit fat, and she was saying like she's so afraid of judgments of people that she's not leaving her house anymore very often. She's not traveling. She's so afraid, and she was seeing me on Facebook somewhere, and she was like, okay, I can go to this woman. She will get me. She will not judge me because she's so huge and she's over this judgment. And I was nearly crying when she told me, because she really managed to get out of her house and into my class because I was much more huge or much more fat than her. And she was really like, there's nobody in the world I can go there and tell them, because they are all so slim and tell me what I need to change and stuff like that. But you are there and you go there, you go on stage, you're just out there, and if people are judging you or not, and how can I have this too? And then I was like, oh my God, if I would have been a slim person, this woman would not have come there. And this is where I was getting like, oh my God, being wrong can be the invitation for people, because there are so many beautiful, good looking, perfect people out there that are telling people how they are supposed to be and blah, blah, and how they can be also so successful and having the right body and all the things, blah, blah, like this. And then I was like, no, I'm here and I'm wrong for this world outside, for other people, I'm wrong, but you can be wrong and happy. And since that, I was so touched by that, because I was like, oh my God, this what is supposed to be wrong is the invitation for people to not judge themselves anymore. And this was where I was really getting that this body in this size is a contribution. And this was really so changing for me. It was like, oh my God, this is possible. This is possible that I can also invite people to not judge themselves no matter what size. And so, yeah, this is when it's becoming an asset, you know, or a contribution to people, because women are judging themselves so fucking much. Also the slim women, and she was not that fat. She was normal plus, normal plus, you know? Like, and she was not leaving the house anymore. And, I mean, what's that? What's happening? How much do people need somebody like me that has this big body and invites to just being happy? So, yeah, this is what I meant with acid. And I might lose weight someday anyways. So, but or not, I don't know. I haven't chosen yet. But I'm not against it. I'm not for it. Like, whatever. But as long as the body is that huge, I will just see it as the invitation, and then I can't judge it anymore. Also, it's like, wow, hello, my big asset. Hello, hello. Good morning. I mean, what if big you would wake up? Yeah, oh, my ass is so huge. It's so huge. And oh God, all the ass lovers out there, hello. Yeah. it's the best asset. And what if you would wake up in the morning and say hello to your body, like, hello, 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 good morning. What's going on? What are we having today? Lover number one or lover number two? No, like this, or if you just have one, it's also okay. It's not wrong to just have one man, you know. and then you start into not your day and multiple. Be happy. Yeah. No, it's not. It's also not wrong. Yeah, but it's so wrong, you know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, ultimately, isn't it really finding what works for you and being okay?
Yes.
With what works for you. It, you know, what works for you is not going to work for the person next to you, you know, but we try so hard to be like, duplicate ourselves and be like the person that's next to us. And then it's like, we wonder why we're not happy. We're not happy because we're not being us. We're not being ourselves.
Yeah. So, it's not because you're not rich and slim and in a perfect relationship that you're not happy. It's because you forgot that you're happy already.
Right. Well, and you can even take that. You can even take that to money, right? Like, how many people like wait till they have $1 million? They're like, when I have $1 million, I'll be happy. It's like, you can be happy now, and then the $1 million will come. And by the way, guys, those of you who don't know this, money follows joy. So if you actually are happy first, you'll get the $1 million faster.
Oh no! Don't tell them! Don't tell them! I want it all for myself. No. I was just kidding.
I know. I like to share tricks, though. They all know that. Silly wabbit tricks are for kids.
But then you're not wrong. You should stop it because it's so right. Wrong is so we could have a t-shirt like wrong is the new black, you know? Let's do this. I will make a t-shirt and sell it. Like
hashtag.
Crazy. Hashtag. Hashtag. Wrong is the new black. And then let's see where this is going. Yeah. Thank you so much, Venus.
Thank you. So before we run out of time, I really want to – Saskia has a free Zoom she's doing for people on the 27th. So if you guys want to join, it's going to be at 12 – or 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And do you want to say anything about that, Saskia?
Your free Zoom. Oh, it's my free Zoom. It's about marketing. So I love to have very much fun with marketing. And if you like to join, just jump in. You will find it somewhere on Facebook. It's called Access Your Marketing. And just go in there and see how happy can create your money. It's in English.
And how can people find you, Saskia?
On Facebook.
How can people find you?
On Facebook, Saskia.
Okay, Saskia. It's S-A-S-K-I-A.
And then Savita.
Savita.
You're wrong spelling.
S-A-V-I-T-A. So,
Schulte. Yes.
Thank you so much, Saskia, for being here. So grateful for you. Everybody, go have fun being wrong.
Oh, please, please, have so much fun being wrong. It's such a pleasure. Thank you.